second parak of Parah, third Mishnah. Yitzei Daifin Ve'esna Mechir Psulo. An animal that was born through an operation, cesarean operation, or it's in exchange for wages to a Zayna. It's wages for a Zayna, yeah. Or it was an exchange for a dog. It is possible. Rabbi Lezer Masher, Rabbi Lezer is kosher because this is his master and Esnad and Mechir. He holds those are only by regular carbonas. This is not a korban. It's brought inside the base of Mikdash. Shenema loisovi Esnad Zoyno Mechir Kel, Beis Hashem Elokecha. Even though this has certain elements of a korban, but it's not Beis Hashem Elokecha. It was brought outside of the base of Mikdash. Ve'ein Zebo Labayis. This paraduma was not brought in the base of Mikdash. Kol amumaps poislim v'mukdoshim poislim v'parah. All the mumim that pass by a korban passes by a paraduma. Rochav aleh, nishno aleh, nitno aleh al is nova. Person who rode on it, or leaned on it, or leaned on to held himself up by supporting himself by the tail. All of us are not, or use it to go across a river, keep a lot of Messiah, even fold into leash, whatever you call it, that it goes with it. The rope that's around his neck, and you fold it up on his back. Not on Taliso there, not on Taliso, he put his garment on top of the para, psulo. Have a kosher Messiah, just tied it up with the rope, which is not something to have the animal work, it's just to keep it in from running away. Also the sandal, the shvil shvil tachlik, some type of shoe on the bottom of it so it shouldn't slide. Also a poris talis olem b'nei azvuvim, or he put a talis on top of it to prevent it from getting bitten by zvuvim, by flies, k'sheira. Zekla akol shu l'tzorko, k'sheira, anything that's done for the sake protecting the animal is all right. Tzorich acher psula, with other things, it is possible.